This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Incessant rainfall affects lives across nation. Landslides block some highways and road sections. Public health experts say possibility of third wave of COVID-19 depends on people's behavior. And U.S. President Joe Biden says another attack on Kabul airport likely soon. Now the news in detail. The incessant rainfall since few days has affected the lives of people in many parts of the country. Some highways and road sections have been fully or partially blocked, while houses in lowland have been inundated. The Nagdunga Novise road section has been blocked due to the landslide caused by the incessant rainfall. Metropolitan Police Circle Thankot informed that the two-way traffic of the highway has been blocked after a landslide occurred nearby Nagdunga. Likewise, the landslide has also blocked the Helambu Highway. According to police source, the highway has been obstructed after a landslide occurred at Melamchi Municipality 13 along the Melamchi 0 Kilo road section. People have been urged to use alternative roads as it is difficult to remove the debris of the landslide due to continuous rainfall. A girl died last night when her house collapsed due to continuous rainfall in Palpa district. The deceased has been identified as 10-year-old Naina Darji of Kalasnagar in Tansen, Municipality 5. After being rescued from the rubble of the house, the girl was rushed to the United Mission Hospital in Tansen for treatment. The information officer at the district police office, Rameshwar Tiwari, said this seriously injured the girl died while undergoing treatment in the hospital. The public health experts have said the possibility of third wave of COVID-19 depends on the behavior of the people. The public health experts' statements came amid the health ministry's warning of likely arrival of third wave of COVID-19 after 1 month. However, the experts have warned of high risk of infection as the festivals are approaching and people's movement is also increasing. A spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Krishna Prasad Podil, said the possibility of third wave of COVID infection could be minimized if people adopted health safety protocols. Now, a weather news update. A few places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province are experiencing light rainfall today with generally to mostly cloudy weather conditions. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has urged all to remain alert, predicting more rainfall that could cause the water levels high in major rivers and their tributaries. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Joe Biden has warned another attack on Kabul airport is likely, saying commanders have told him that it could come as early as Sunday. The State Department has urged all U.S. citizens not to live near the airport because of a specific credible threat. The U.S. is continuing evacuations, but the final UK troops, diplomats and officials have now left Kabul. A suicide bombing near the airport on Thursday resulted in some 170 deaths. Tens of thousands of people are fleeing the U.S. state of Louisiana as Hurricane Ida closes in the near Gulf of Mexico. Ida is now Category 4 Hurricane, one below the highest level, with up to 209 km/h sustained winds. It is expected to make landfall on Sunday evening, bringing the life-threatening storm surge. And it could be stronger than the Hurricane Katrina, which devastated much of New Orleans in 2005. Traffic jams clogged motorways as residents headed near to evacuate. 19 civilians in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo have been burned and hacked to death by Ugandan rebels. AFP News Agency quotes a local official said 14 bodies were found on Sunday, a day after the incident. A local chief said the bodies were discovered by Red Cross workers who went into the nearby forest to look for those missing. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Incessant rainfall affects lives across the nation. Landslides and some block some highways and road sections. Public health experts say possibility of third wave of COVID-19 depends on people's behavior. And U.S. President Joe Biden says another attack on Kabul airport likely soon. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.